Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and this morning we have a very good representation. We have 43 states, and we have three from Ontario, and we have Mississauga. Last week, we had 48 states. Isn't that great? We had Hawaii and Alaska, the two states that we were missing, and usually we are missing these states, are Rhode Island and West Virginia. So maybe if you have some friends there, you could, or relatives, you could call them and say, get on this line, and we could have a 50-state representation. But this is, of course, we are a prayer call for Israel, and these are special. This is a special day in Israel. This last day of February for us is the first day this evening of Purim for Israel, and they begin it on February 28th in the evening. You know, in Israel, the evening and the morning is the day. And so tomorrow on March 1st, they will end this. Purim is the day they celebrate their victory over Haman. It is in the Bible that they should do it, in the book of Esther. And that great victory, they celebrate victory over all their enemies, even though it was marked from that. So what you would say to them is Chag, that means feast, Sameach, happy, Purim, Chag Sameach Purim, you say to your friends, or Purim, some people say. I want to begin, this is a prayer call for Israel, and I'll read to you a couple of news items here, which you probably have heard. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is being planned for mid-May. Israel proclaimed independence on May 14, 1948. The ceremony could be held on May 14 to honor that date. They're not exactly sure, but there will be a ceremony, and it will be near that date. Netanyahu says he will personally thank United States President during their Washington meeting next week, and he's going to thank him for the planned May relocation of the U.S. mission. He said he's worthy, Netanyahu said of Trump, he is worthy of all praise for his planned move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in May, and other countries are lining up. There are going to be others that will follow suit. So it is written in the Bible that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I think you understand that that word shalom comes, I'm writing a book about this right now, a little mini book. The word shalom comes from a root word shalim, which is whole. So peace is the peace that comes from being whole. Now, I got a call from my friend that the Lord, my former Muslim friend, who's now a believer, and you know, and if you have my book, first of all, and the awakenings, I tell in there at the beginning about how the Lord started giving him visions about Donald Trump being our president and that he would require lots of prayer. Yesterday, my friend had another visitation, and in the visitation, he saw that in May, because of this planned thing, this planned ribbon-cutting ceremony, that the enemy of God is planning terrorist activity. And he saw some of it involving a bus, involving other things. But it can be stopped, and it can be stopped with our prayers. And we need to start it right now. We need to start our prayers right now and keep it up, that there will not be terrorist activity. We can pray like we do. It is written in the 13th verse of Hebrews 4, and I'm going to read this from the English Standard Version. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. The King James says, with whom we have to do. Shin Bet, which is one of the Israeli intelligence forces, foiled a plan that they discovered, an ISIS plan, with three members of the cell who were going to go on the Temple Mount and have a shooting spree like they did before when they shot border policemen on the Temple Mount. So they stopped that. ISIS found out about it. They got good intelligence. God, of course, has the best intelligence, and Israel has very good intelligence. And we have good intelligence. We have the Holy Spirit. And so I've got a tour planned. We have a tour planned to be in Israel in May and in June. And our tour doesn't plan to be there exactly on that date, I don't believe. I could be wrong about this. You can go online or you can call Israel Tours and find out. I'm going at another date. That's why I'm a little mixed up right now. I'm going early, but I'm quite sure we will not be there on May 14. We will be there around the date that they celebrate, and we will be at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast again. So let's begin our prayer now. Father, in the name above all names, we are here. We have a heart for Israel because your heart is toward Israel. We pray, dear Father, right now, you told us to pray first for those that are in authority. And so, Father, we're lifting up this situation with the police accusations against Prime Minister Netanyahu and particularly against his aides. I don't understand it, Lord. I don't know everything about it. You, there's nothing naked to you. There's nothing bare to you. You know exactly what it is. You know if it has merit or it doesn't have merit. You know if it's just a plan to divide and bring down the Netanyahu government and call for another election. I don't know. We don't know. But, Father, in the name above all names, we know that the enemies of God and the enemies of Israel are planning evil deeds. And Israel needs, of course they need their God. Of course they need you, number one, most of all. You're the one who keeps them. You are the guardian of Israel. You said you are the guard of Israel, and you never slumber nor sleep. And so you are really the one. But it would seem to me, Father, that their government needs to be stable too, as these things try to happen. And so we lift up this situation with the accusations of corruption. And we're going to pray about it, Lord, because I don't think anybody on this line. And Father, we're representative today. We have 43 states, for sure. I could have missed some. I usually do. And we have Canada, and we have Ora Basanti Livrasato, Mario Donge di Galate. Father, in the name above all names, we lift up this little land to you, and particularly that situation. Ilivratoria Nicola Dashante, Emberno Nicolo Dovre Titicahai, Isheto Nyanono Nombre. To franico, o papalita, sebrotinia na kahalita, sebrotinia na koholati, eje to le cobrande, avratisco tonia mikai, endonia ni caladobri pekalakatania ni colaprate. We do bring before you, we are your Lord's remembrancers. We are the Lord's remembrancers, and we bring before you your scripture, which said, there is no creature that is not manifest in your sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We thank you that ISIS plot was foiled. And we thank you for so many of them that we don't know about. They don't make the papers. But Father, in the name above all names, we are coming to you. Oh, Lord, you've been so good. You're so good to have placed this in the heart of our president and of our vice president and ours. to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And Father, to move it near this auspicious date of when they became reborn. Word that it would be born in a day, this nation. And it was. And that day now is being honored, Lord. And it's being honored. We thank you for keeping it open. We thank you that this plan will not change, that no weapons formed against it will prosper, and that that plan for the ribbon cutting will come to pass. Father, it has come to, I already knew, just knowing how things are. But then when I got the contact last night from our former Muslim friend, now a prayer warrior and great Christian, that they planned terrorist attacks on that day, and you told him, and always you know when that he'll tell me. And so I'm telling our prayer partners here on this line, Father, help us not to forget it. Help us to keep it before our eyes day and night, to cover in prayer the brotala, that it would come off without a hitch, either politically, or that there would be none that would attack it in the Tosala Makaya, in the evil world, Ishatorokom Brakta, that the enemy runs Ishatorono Nombre, Isalabra, with his plans and schemes. But it is written that we can with the shield of faith put off the fiery darts of the devil. It is written we can know the strategies of the enemy, how great it is, how marvelous it is to be seated at your right hand. All of us today, Father, are seated at your right hand. We're seated at your right hand, even though we may be occupying a chair like me in Branson, Missouri, and our friends in Canada, in Mississauga and Ontario, and then, Father, in Utah and Oregon and Maine and all the corners of Florida and Southern California and Texas and Minnesota, all of our border states, Idaho, so many, Montana, are recognized. And here we're before you, Lord, and those the middle of our country and the south, and we're saying to you, Father, we're obeying you. We're lifting up Jerusalem. We're praying for the peace that comes from being whole and that peace of mind that comes from being whole around these dates. Father, in the name above all names, O Shenevrata, Shenevrata Pelionoke, Baladunye Nikalasha, Ishide Barotushka Danja de Gobre Kalakalavrate. Father, it is written in the 12th chapters and the 14th chapters of Zechariah that Jerusalem is the touchstone. Jerusalem is the touchstone. You have written that some will try to touch her, but that they will cut themselves on a rock, as on a rock. Oh, dear Father, in the name above all names, we thank you for the rising of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, to her place. And Father, in the name above all names, we thank you for the putting down of Jerusalem's enemies, wherever they may be. Even if they may be, Father, a young man who's been radicalized, or if they might be someone in our State Department, Lord, who's determined to come against Jerusalem. Oh, dear Father, in the name above all names, we lift her up. We lift your plans. We lift your plans for Jerusalem. Oh, parakaladinu no kobrati digahasata. I had a visitor, Mr. Albert Wexler, from Jerusalem. He's the hands and feet of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement. Robert Ilitar, one of the ministers of the cabinet, is the head of it, and he has appointed Mr. Vexler. Mr. Vexler came here. He has asked, he came to the United States on business for Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. He has asked Michelle Bachman to be a co-host with Robert Iliatar. And he has asked me, chairman, and he has asked me to be on the board, and I did agree to be on the board. And so he had some inside information, you might say, on, he said, people were thinking about the blood moons and that maybe nothing happened during this last series of blood moons we had. He said something did happen, and that was when Russia became involved militarily in Syria. It was during that time, and of course we know Ezekiel 38 and 39 is about an attack coming. But I tell you, folks, I was talking last night on the phone about these biblical things with Bishop Keith Butler, and if you're in Detroit, you might want to go. He's doing some series on these end time things, and we were talking about them. And I believe that they're all lined up. Iran, Russia, these players of Ezekiel 38 and 39. But I believe, because for one thing right now, Russia's trying to get Iran to hold back. And in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia will be the big prime mover. So another thing that has happened with the going of Billy Graham and with, I believe, with what God called to me, a shift in the heavenlies. I believe that those heavenlies have had a breakthrough through them that the princes of the power of the air will never be able to fill in. And I believe that we have a time here that we're going to have prosperity here in the West I'm speaking about. And we're going to have, like it says in Timothy, pray for the leaders that you may have a time of peace that all men may be saved. I believe we're going to have, I don't know how long it's going to last, 3 years, 10 years, 2 months, 10 months, I don't know. But I believe we're going to have a time here now where we're going to have an outpouring from heaven. And we're going to have those things that even culminating in that Tommy Hicks saw, the great glory of the church. Remember that God said to Brother Jerry Savelle, every day, say to me, show me your glory. And so, Father, we say that. Show us your glory. Father, the awakening, the spiritual awakening that Billy Graham was praying for, Father. In the name above all name, we've been praying for it. You've had us praying for it. And we believe that now is the time and that we shall see it on every hand. We shall see the outpouring from heaven upon earth because you love us, because you love men. You sent your Son. And we thank you for sending now this great awakening, Father, to your very self. We thank you for it. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' name. You on the call, you know, we read a letter from Claudine from Belgium. Remember how she would come on and she'd say, Belgium, Europe. And it was, I just loved hearing her voice. And then she sent us an email. She went down to the library and sent us an email that she couldn't contact us anymore by phone because she'd lost the ability to pay for her internet service, for her Wi-Fi, whatever. And but she does go down to the, and she sent me the original email, and I read it to you last week. She said, I want to tell you that I'm praying with you at that time. Even though I can't contact you by phone, I want you to know that I'm praying. So I shared that with you, and some of you, and then she wants to come to the meeting. I'm going to be in Brussels. I'm leaving the 15th of this March, which will be tomorrow's month, and we're going directly to Nice, France, where we will have a European prayer conference. They're coming from all over Europe. Then we will go to Brussels, where we have a meeting in a church, and we also are going to have a meeting with some of the parliamentarians there. And then we're going to Poland, And I've never been to Poland, and I'm bracing myself for what I know will be emotions. I'm asking you to pray for this trip. Pray for it. For our trip, Shelley and I are going. I'm asking you to lift that up in prayer. Now, you have begun to send in money for Claudine. And I'm going to post. She sent me her picture. Oh, she's so beautiful. She and her 11-year-old son. They are beautiful people. And we've worked out a way to get what you've sent to Claudine. I believe they have it that they can wire her now. If any's left over, when I go over, I'll take it. But we wanted to wire her so that she would have the money to get to the meeting. And we want to thank you who have sent that. We are very, very thankful for the authority of the believer. Now, I got an email, and I read it to our Sunday prayer meeting. We have a Sunday prayer meeting at 3 o'clock out at Prayer Mountain. And, of course, today we'll have one at noon that we will broadcast live. But we got a letter, and I'm not going, I may read that letter today, I'm not sure, but I won't give all the details that I'm giving you. We have a lady that's on our partner, she's a partner, and her daughter has a son, who was in that Parkland, Florida shooting, and the daughter put something up on Facebook, a long posting, and she said that probably close to 100 students heard another voice beside the shooters, and the other voice was giving the shooter instruction, telling the shooter what to do, and the other voice would laugh. Well, the FBI questioned them, and she was talking about some of the trauma that her son is going through and some of the things the others are going through. In her son's classroom, the teacher locked down the door. And then there was a young person banging on the door, asking to be let in from the hallway. And the teacher said, no, you know, we have to keep the door locked. And then when the kids went out, that child's body was there. So they're having difficulties. We lift them up. We lift up the young people, Father, in the name above all names. Those, dear God, that are traumatized, that are having trouble sleeping. Dear Father, in the name, nothing can help them but you. And you can do it. And we're asking you here from all over America, from Canada, we're asking you to touch their brains, their physical brains. We know that man is a spirit, that he has a soul and he lives in a body. But in that brain is a part of the body, and you heal the body. We're asking you in the name of Jesus to touch their minds, the minds of their spirit, the brains, to heal them. And that lady said, we thought, and she said, I spent the whole night after we'd been questioned by the FBI, the kids, and she said close to 100 kids heard this other voice. And she said, I went to bed at night and didn't sleep, worrying all the night about why doesn't the FBI listen. Then she finally fell asleep. She woke up in the morning, and the Lord said to her, because it was demonic. The voice was demon. It was a demon voice. Well, the FBI doesn't know what to do about that. Gun control won't stop that. But what will stop it is if people living, and several of you are on the line from Florida, you who live in anywhere, you get up in the morning, and if you don't have the authority of the believer, my little book, Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, a little mini book, you can get it by just calling our number, and we will send you that book for $1 plus shipping. $1 plus shipping. Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. You could order 10 of them and then pass them out to people and get them to sit in their chairs, in their towns, their seats of authority in the morning and stop the enemy from acting up in your town. That toll-free number is 1-800-972-3447. These books normally sell for $3, but I'm making them for $1 plus shipping today. 1-800-972-3447. And then be faithful. In this little mini book, I tell you about what I do, how I sit in my chair, and what I say. And you can do that. You don't have authority over people, but you have authority over the demons that would like to set up in your territory. What is your territory? It's where you live. It's your house. It's your home. It's where you have the good works that God's ordained that you should walk in. For me, it's Branson, Missouri area. It's Tulsa, Oklahoma area. It's Migdal, Israel area. It's Bartlesville, Oklahoma area. For you, I have your states down here. And there are more than one for most of those states. And so you in your cities, in L.A., you in New Jersey, New York, Brooklyn, wherever you are, you be sure you sit and take your authority today. Our time is up, but let's do it together right now. I say that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. And I pray it, I personalize it like this. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us, all of us here on this line today, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of our understanding, our hearts be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And, oh, Father, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One, the Messiah, Christ, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and in order to satisfy the great love wherewith you love us, when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you quickened the head, you quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body in him at your right hand. And there we sit. There we sit positionally, spiritually. And here we sit positionally in this earth. We have dominion in this earth because Jesus gave it to us. We are so thankful that through his blood and through his making a show of that demon's power openly, you have delivered us from the power of darkness. And you have told us in Romans 5:17 that we who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness are to reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So here we go. Kingdom of darkness, we're speaking to you from all over the United States and from Canada. We are telling you, cease in your maneuvers today. Cease in your maneuvers toward our government leaders. Cease in your maneuvers toward ourselves, our very selves, toward Billy Brim, spirit, soul, and body, toward my children, their mates, my grandchildren, their mates, my great-grandchildren, in all the works, all the places, over all the good works God's ordained that I should walk in, you are allowed to touch none of them. I cover them all with the blood today, prayer mountain, noon prayer, in the name above all names, a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, our tape and book department in Bartlesville, and old Father Migdal Arbel. How I do thank you for every move you've made there. And Father, I'm thanking you now for the favor that you are giving us in that Migdal Council. And Satan, I am saying to you, you keep your hands off of it. You keep your hands off that Migdal Council, every person in it. You cannot put thoughts in their minds against us. Oh, Rabasita da Tondietega. Father, how thankful we are. How thankful we are that when we sit in the mornings, we can know that all the day, Satan's hampered. Satan's bound. And then at nighttime, because you told me when I wrote that book, The Blood and the Glory, you said he makes his accusations according to Revelation. It is written that he makes his accusations morning and night. And so in the nighttime, folks, before I go to bed, I do what Sister Newsom did, and I wrote this in my book, The Blood and the Glory. I cry out for the blood to be upon me, round my houses, my lands, my working place. I cry out for the blood. I don't do it as long in the night, in the evening as I do in the morning, but it's just as effective. Just as effective. Oh, how, Father, how thankful we are. And I ask your blessings upon those who phoned in today, those who've lifted their hearts and their voices together, Lord, together in unity as one, loving each other. Oh, dearest Father, obeying our commandment, the new commandment that Jesus gave us in the 13th chapter of John. Oh, dearest Lord, help us this day to be keepers of your commandment. You said you'd visit and manifest yourself to those who keep your commandment, and your commandment is to love and to walk in love. And today, Father, I pledge myself to do so. Thank you, dear Father, for this wonderful day, this wonderful opportunity to live for you. And in the name above all names, I say shalom, shalom to all my friends. And we will hear from you next week.